This evening we would like to learn the seven utterance on the cross.
今天晚上我们要研究的就是十架七言。
Very soon we are coming to the end of the study of Jesus and his teachings.
所以我们现在已经到这个主耶稣跟他的教训的这个尾声了。
Let's see the page 4.
你看第四页。
Yeah. While Jesus was nailed on the cross, he speaks seven sentences.
主耶稣被钉在十架上的时候, 他说了七句话。
And all these seven sentences are very meaningful.
主耶稣所说的七句话, 每一句话都有重要的意义在里面。
And after he said these seven sentences, then he passed away.
主耶稣他说了这七句话之后，他就断气了。
Before a person passed away, always he will mention something the most important.
当一个人还没有断气之前，他临终之言就是最宝贵的。
So we would like to learn from it, the seven.
所以我们今天晚上就来研究主耶稣的十架七言。
Luke chapter 23.
首先路加福音23章。
Luke chapter 23.
Luke chapter 23, verse 23.
Verse
34. 第34节, 新约中文120页.
Start from verse 33.
从33节读起.
And when they had come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him. And the criminals, one on the right hand and the other on left. Verse
34.
And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. This is the first utterance right after Jesus' crucifixion.
这句话就说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得是主耶稣被钉十字架之后讲的第一句话。
On the top of the cross, he was in extreme agony.
在被钉在十字架上的主耶稣，他是极其受苦。
Jesus suffered three different kinds of pain.
主耶稣当时受三种不同的苦。
The first one is the physical body, that kind of pain.
一种就是肉身上的受苦。
His back was terribly beaten.
因为主耶稣他的背受了很多的鞭伤。
Roman soldier used a whip connected with two metal pieces to beat the back of Jesus.
因为罗马兵丁用这个鞭子，前面有两个金属的这个钩子来打耶稣。
When the metal pieces touch the skin, it will catch into the skin.
因为这个用这个金属的钩子，这样一鞭上去的时候，会勾上肉。
When they pull the whip back, and that piece of metal just like a plow over the field.
那他把这个鞭子收回来之后，就好像这个耕田的用这个耕器耕在这个地上。
So the back of Jesus Christ was terribly beaten.
所以主耶稣的背受了极重的鞭伤。
There was no some kind of medicine anesthesia applied in the back of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣这个受鞭伤的时候，并没有任何的麻醉药来减轻他的痛苦。
Sometimes when we accidentally use some sharp needle prick into our hand, I feel very painful.
比方说有时候我们用针刺到自己，我们就觉得很痛。
You can imagine how pain Jesus suffered.
所以我们可以想象主耶稣所受的痛苦是多少深。
That was only the beginning.
这只不过是一个开始。
Later on, they teach Jesus as a king. They use a thorny crown push on top of Jesus.
然后这个兵丁嘲笑耶稣是王，然后用这个冠冕戴在他的头上。
The thorn is about 3 to 5 inches long, very sharp.
这个刺是3到5寸这样子的刺做成的冠冕。
As soon as the crown pushed into the head of Jesus, all the thorn pierced into the scar of Jesus, and the blood keep on dripping down.
把这个刺做成的冠冕，这印戴在耶稣头上的时候，那么刺就刺进头上去。
They forced Jesus to carry the cross.
然后他们强迫耶稣背十字架。
He stumbled for several times due to the physical weakness.
因为主耶稣肉身的软弱，所以在途上他跌倒了几次。
They kicked Jesus.
然后他们踢脚主耶稣。
Forced him until the point that he was totally collapsed.
他们勉强主耶稣再走这个路程，到最后主耶稣完全就跌倒了。
And there was another Simon who carried the cross.
另外有一个西缅的来抬耶稣背十字架。
And they pushed Jesus on top of the cross and penetrated his two palms with a two big nail.
然后他们把主耶稣按在十字架上，用两个钉子从他的手腕上穿进去。
He was proclaimed as a sinless person by the judge Pilate.
这个比拉多称主耶稣是一个没有罪的人。
He was crucified together with criminals.
但是主耶稣在钉十字架的时候，却跟罪犯同钉。
He was willing to suffer this kind of sacrifice.
主耶稣他情愿接受这样子的受苦。
Or because he loved the human being.
主要就是因为他爱我们。
He was hanged on top of cross more than 6 hours.
主耶稣被挂在十字架上超过6个小时以上。
That's most cruel, very cruel way to punish the criminal.
这是一种非常残酷的刑罚罪犯的方法。
Jesus suffered from the pain in his heart.
主耶稣心里头更是受苦。
He loved the disciples so much.
因为主耶稣爱门徒这么深。
He taught them a lot of teachings.
主耶稣教导门徒很多的教训。
He died for them.
主耶稣为门徒而死。
But one of them betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver.
但是其中一个门徒用30两银子 出卖了主耶稣。
The other one denied Jesus 3 times, say, I don't know him.
另外一个门徒三次不承认耶稣。
And all the others run away.
其他的门徒他们又逃走了。
So how lonely Jesus was.
所以可想象主耶稣挂在十字架上的时候是何等的孤独。
Everybody care about their own safety, about own life.
因为这时候大家只顾自己的命，自己的安全。
Jesus loved them to a point, he died for them, and they did not love Jesus at all.
因为主耶稣爱门徒这么深，他愿意为门徒舍命，但是这时候门徒都不见了。
Can you imagine how did Jesus feel?
我们可以想象主耶稣当时候的感想如何。
So even though in this kind of agony, Jesus prayed to God.
就是主耶稣在极其受苦的时候，他向神祷告。
Forgive them.
说父啊，赦免他们。
This is a very, very wonderful prayer.
这是何等美好的祷告。
And this prayer to demonstrate Jesus had great unusual character.
这一句话的祷告，就是证实主耶稣有极其美好的品德。
When you are cornered, when you've been put into a very extreme agony situation, what is the way of your response will represent what kind of person you really is.
你若是一个属肉体的人，在这个时候极其受苦的时候，你的反应就表明你是何等的人。
So Jesus Christ asked God to forgive them.
但是主耶稣他要求父来赦免他们。
Because he was filled by divine love, the love of Heavenly Father.
因为他感到这天上的父的爱。
Why he asked the Heavenly Father to forgive them?
为什么主耶稣要求父来赦免他们呢？
For they do not know what they have done.
因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
There are two important meaning about this sentence.
这句话有两个重要的意义在内。
They did not know the one they crucified is the Messiah prophesied in the Old Testament. Is the one they anticipated for a long time.
首先他们不知道被钉在十字架上的，就是他们期待要来的弥赛亚。
They only consider Jesus as the son of carpenter.
他们只有认耶稣是一个木匠的儿子。
It's a betrayal. A person who betrayed the Jewish tradition.
一个就是照犹太的传统被这个出卖的人。
They did not know the one they crucified is the Savior.
他们不知道他们所定的事实上是人类的救主。
The second meaning is they did not know the consequences of crucifying a righteous person.
第二点，他们不知道他们把一个义人钉死在十字架上，这个结果如何。
But Jesus Christ already can foresee the consequence of those who crucify him.
但是主耶稣他早先就知道那些把他钉在十字架上的他们的过果会如何。
As what you know, Paul called himself not only a sinner, he is a chief sinner.
啊，就好像保罗他称不只称自己是个罪人，他乃称自己是个罪人当中的罪魁。
Because he lead people to persecute Christian.
啊，因为他啊这个啊还啊引导别人啊来逼迫基督徒。
But this group of people are not persecuting Christian. They are persecute Christ directly.
啊，但是这些人不只是啊逼迫基督徒，他们是逼迫基督本身。
So their sin is far more serious than Paul.
啊，所以事实上他们的罪啊比扫罗更重。
In the final judgment, how God is going to punish them? That's difficult to understand.
啊，到最后审判的时候，神怎样子来惩罚这些人啊，是难能想象的。
But Jesus understands.
啊，但是主耶稣他知道。
So he asked God to forgive them for what they did not know what they are doing.
啊，所以他要求父赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
啊，Jesus commanded us to love our enemy.
啊，主耶稣他命令我们要爱自己的这个敌人
，and to pray for those who persecute us，
而且为那逼迫我们祷告。
He himself has demonstrated a good example for us to follow。
啊，主耶稣在这个时候给我们设下一个好的榜样，让我们去学习。
When we look at person as an example, we always feel satisfied about ourselves。
啊，当我们看一个人做榜样的时候，那么我们所做的啊，我们就觉得很满意了。
We feel we are pretty good already.
啊，我们觉得自己很不错。
But when we set Jesus as our own example,
啊，但是当我们把耶稣做我们的榜样的时候
，we always feel ashamed about ourselves.
啊，我们就觉得自己很惭愧。
Because we are so far away from the model of Jesus Christ.
啊，因为我们跟主耶稣他的标准差得太远了。
So this is the first sentence.
啊，所以这就是主耶稣啊第一句话。
Forgive them.
啊，就是要赦免他们。
When Stephen was stoned to death，
啊，当斯蒂凡被石头丢死打死的时候
，He had had the same prayer。
啊，他也是做同样的祷告。
Ask God to forgive those who persecute them。
啊，他求父神啊来饶恕那些逼迫啊这个啊这个用石头打死他的人。
So if we can practice what Jesus prayed on the cross in our daily life，
啊，所以都是我们在啊日常生活中能够学习主耶稣在十字架上的祷告。
You will experience a lot of your enemy will become your friend。
啊，我们就会看见我们很多的敌人啊会成为我们的朋友。
The best way to eliminate the enemy is not to kill them。
啊，这个最好消除自己的敌人的方法不是要啊这个杀灭他们。
But to love them。
而乃是要爱他们
，and pray for them，
而且为他们祷告
，so that they can be moved and reconcile with you, become your friend。
啊，这样子他们会感动，而且他们愿意跟你很好如初。
If we can practice what Jesus prayed in the cross, then you can see your life will be very peaceful to everybody。
啊，若是我们学习主耶稣在十字架上的祷告，那我们就发觉以后我们的生活啊是充满了和平。
Family life, the society。Social life or school life
啊，无论是这个家庭生活啊，社会生活、学校生活啊
，the peace will prevail
啊，这个平安啊会充满在我们生活当中。
Because we have this kind of exceedingly love
啊，因为我们这样子超出平凡的爱。
The second utterance
啊，这个主耶稣第二句话。
Luke chapter 23
啊，路加福音二十三章。
Luke chapter 23 verse 43
啊，路加福音二十三章四十三节。
And Jesus said to him, Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.
啊，这主耶稣对这个囚犯说，我是在告诉你，今日你要与我同在乐园了。
Two robbers were crucified together with Jesus Christ.
啊，当时有两个这个犯人同钉在十字架上。
From their response to Jesus Christ, it seems very possibly that they heard about the sermon of Jesus.
啊，从他们对主耶稣的反应啊，可以猜测啊，事实上他们听过主耶稣的教训。
Because verse 42, one of the robbers said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
因为四十二节啊，其中一个罪犯对主耶稣说。耶稣啊，你德国啊降临的时候，求你纪念我。
Because the main theme of Jesus' ministry is the coming of the kingdom of God.
啊，因为主耶稣他传道主要的内容啊，就是天国近了。
And he urged all the sinners to repent.
啊，而且他要所有的罪人都要悔改。
To go through Jesus himself, the gate into his kingdom.
啊，就是要经过这个门啊，就是耶稣本身是个门，能够进入神的国。
And Jesus is the way.
啊，主耶稣就是道路。
Jesus is the life.
啊，就是生命。
So Whoever go through him will have eternal life.
啊，说我们任何人啊，通过主耶稣的就可以得到永生。
But the robber continue to commit sin.
啊，但是啊，这个罪犯还是继续的犯罪。
Because he was controlled by sinful nature.
啊，因为他被这个犯罪的本性来控制他。
His heart was hardened.
啊，他的心是刚硬的。
So he continue to commit sin.
啊，所以他还是继续的犯罪。
But in the last moment of his life.
啊，但是他最后生命的一个时刻。
He really grasped the opportunity.
啊，他真正抓住了机会。
And he asked Jesus Christ.
啊，他就要求主耶稣。
Lord, remember me.
啊，说主啊，求你纪念我。
He called Jesus Lord.
啊，他称耶稣为主。
You are in control of me. You are my Lord.
啊，因为你是我的主啊，所以你主掌我的生命。
Remember me.
啊，求你纪念我。
We like to let other people remember us.
啊，我们要别人来纪念我们。
So we do a lot of things out of the motivation we want other people to remember us.
啊，所以我们做出很多的事情，动机就是要别人啊能够纪念我们。
But quite often we are disappointed.
啊，但是很多时候我们就失望了。
Because human beings are easy to forget.
啊，因为人非常的健忘。
But if God remembers us, that remembrance will last forever.
啊，但是若是我们被神啊所记得，那么神是永远记得我们的。
So very fortunately, this robber turned to Jesus and asked Jesus Christ to remember him.
啊，所以这个时候，其中一个罪犯啊，他抬头问耶稣说：“主啊，求你纪念我。”
Let us think about what kind of person Jesus will remember.
啊，我们想说什么样的人主耶稣他会记得呢？
The person who turned back to him and showed repentance.
啊，就是他们啊愿意啊来仰望耶稣，而且他们愿意悔改。
Jesus loves the sinner.
啊，因为主耶稣他爱罪人。
Even though he hates sin, but he loves sin.
啊，他虽然是痛恨罪，但是他爱罪人。
He had great compassion to the sinner.
啊，主耶稣对罪人啊充满了怜悯的心。
He was crucified because of the sinner.
啊，主耶稣被钉啊，就是为罪人而被钉。
So when this sinner, the robber, turned back to Jesus, how can you imagine how joyful the heart of Jesus Christ was?
啊，所以我们可以想象，当这个罪犯啊，他抬头仰望耶稣，求耶稣赦免他的时候，耶稣心里头啊是何等喜悦。
Jesus feel joyful because this one will be saved.
啊，主耶稣他心里头喜乐，因为他知道这个罪人啊已经得救了。
Because this exactly is the purpose he came to the world and be crucified.
这正是主耶稣他来到世界，而且为我们的罪钉在十字架上的意义。
And Jesus promised him.
啊，主耶稣就答应他。
Today you will be with me in paradise.
说今日你要与我同在乐园里了。
In the whole Bible, we can see three ways. To lead a person into salvation.
啊，从这个圣经看起来，我们有三个方法来带人来得救。
The first one is the saint in the Old Testament.
啊，一个就是啊，这个旧约的古圣信徒。
像那个 Abraham, Isaac, and Esau.
像亚伯拉罕啊，以撒、雅各。
They all died in faith.
啊，他们都是啊，在义里头啊过世了。
But they did not inherit the kingdom of God yet.
但是他们还没有承受神的国。
They are waiting.
啊，他们还在等待。
They are waiting for the second coming of Jesus Christ.
他们等待主耶稣第二次的再来。
And they are going to inherit God's eternal kingdom together with us.
然后他们要跟我们啊一同承受神的国。
And the second way of salvation is through believing in Jesus and through the baptism.
啊，第二种得救的方法就是借着相信耶稣基督，而且领受水洗。
And then receive the Holy Spirit.
然后领受应许的圣灵。
And there is another particular way is through the direct promise of Jesus Christ.
还有第三个方法就是啊，从主耶稣啊直接啊所答应的啊，他能得救。
So we heard a lot of Christians argue that you see the cross on top of the cross, or the robber on the top of the cross never gone through baptism.
啊，所以很多的基督徒他们这样子啊来辩论啊，他们说跟主耶稣同钉在十字架上的罪人他得救了，但是他从没有受洗。
啊，They can be saved.
啊，但是他也可以得救。
Why? It's necessary for us to be baptized.
那么这样子，我们为什么一定要受洗呢？
This is a very particular case.
啊，但这是一个特殊的例子。
If today Jesus directly tell you, you can be saved.
啊，都是今天主耶稣直接对你讲说，你可以得救。
Of course, without baptism, you can be saved.
啊，当然你不需要受洗，你也得救了。
Because he is the King of heaven.
啊，因为主耶稣他是天上的王。
But since Jesus did not directly tell anybody.
啊，但是主耶稣从来没有直接对任何人说过。
We have to follow his teaching in the Bible.
所以我们必须要照着主耶稣在圣经里头所教训的。
So this robber was saved.
所以这个罪人他得救了。
In the last moment of his breath.
是在他最后还没有断气之前。
We thank God. We always see the true seeker come to believe in the last moment of their life.
感谢神，我们看见有很多的慕道朋友到最后还没有断气之前最后一口气的时候，他们信主了。
Last year I went to Chicago.
去年我到芝加哥去。
I witnessed an older brother being baptized in our church.
我就看见有一位弟兄在我们教会受洗。
About 10 years ago, I met him in Los Angeles.
十多年前，我在洛杉矶见过他。
Because his son was our church member.
因为他的儿子是我们教会的信徒。
I talked with him.
我跟他讲过话。
He was very much against our church.
当时他们很反对我们的教会。
And also persecute, almost persecute his son.
而且他几乎逼迫他自己的儿子。
But thank God, last year he was baptized.
但是感谢主，就是去年他受洗了。
But after his baptism, 2 months later, he gone through a medical examination and found out he had cancer.
他受洗之后，再经过2个月，他经过这个身体检查，就知道自己有这个癌症。
Not long later, he passed away.
不久之后他就过世了。
I think this older brother is really blessed.
我想这位老弟兄的确是有福。
Because he grasped the last opportunity to receive salvation.
因为他抓住生命中最后的一个机会来接受救恩。
This is the second utterance.
这就是主耶稣在十字架上所说第二句话。
He has control over the heaven.
因为主耶稣他掌握天国。
And so he promised the robber to have part with the paradise.
所以他答应同定的罪犯说，今天你要跟我同进神的国。
John chapter 19.
约翰福音19章。
John chapter 19.
约翰福音第19章。
Verse 26 and 27.
26节跟27节，新约157页。
When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. Verse 27. Then he said to the disciple, Behold your mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. This is the third utterance.
这是主耶稣在十字架上讲的第三句话。
In the last moment of Jesus' life, he did not forget to honor his mother.
就是主耶稣在最后生命的一刻，他没有忘记自己亲生的母亲。
There were a few occasions Jesus called his mother woman.
有些时候，主耶稣称他的母亲做妇人。
So some unbeliever consider Jesus was a person who really not honor his parents.
所以有些不信主的人，他们说耶稣他并没有这个尊敬自己的母亲。
But we have to understand that Jesus has two status.
但是我们要知道主耶稣他有两种不同的身份。
The first is he is the son of a man.
首先他就是人子。
The second, he is God himself.
然后他就是神本身。
So when Jesus called his mother a woman, because he stand on the stands as a God himself.
所以当主耶稣称母亲妇人的时候，他是站在这个神的地位上。
But when we look into the dialogue between Jesus and with his mother and his disciples.
但是我们看见主耶稣跟他的母亲还有他的门徒的对话。
You can understand Jesus really care about his mother.
我们知道主耶稣他真的关心自己的母亲。
As the fifth commandment of the ten commandments, you should honor your parents.
在十条诫命里头，第五条就是当孝敬父母亲。
So Jesus set a good example for us to follow.
所以主耶稣他给我们设一个好的榜样，让我们去学习。
In one issue of the Reader Digest, there was an article mentioned about the duty of a person in the lifelong.
在读者文摘有篇文章提到说，一个人一生当中当尽的本分。
He talk about in your whole life, it takes you about 20 to 30 years to take care of your children.
他提到说，这篇文章提到说，在一生当中，你要花25年到30年的时间来照顾自己的孩子。
All depends on how many children do you have.
当然这是问题，说你有几个孩子必须要。
If you have only one children.
你都是只要抚养一个孩子。
Start from the day of conception to the children finish the college study, it takes about 22 years.
从这个怀孕生子。到这个孩子这个大学大概要二十多年时间。
If you have 2-3 children, so it will extend to 25 or maybe 28 years.
你若是再有几个孩子，那么时间会拖长到25年甚至30年。
If you have your first child at the age of 28, when you fulfill your duty, you reach almost 50 years old.
所以你若是28岁的时候才有一个儿子，那么你大概要抚养自己的孩子到50岁。
Then when you reach to the age of 50, your parents are almost reached to the age of 70 or 80.
若是你到50岁的时候，你的父母亲大概已经到70-80岁了。
So it takes you another 20 years to fulfill the filial duty.
所以你还有20年的时间，你可以尽孝道。
So in the whole life, you spend about at least 30 to 40 years to fulfill your duty, either to your parents or to your children.
所以一生当中，我们花了30-40年的时间，不仅是孝敬父母，而且要抚养自己的儿女。
But somebody say, okay, let me have a more smarter way. I just don't want to have children.
有些人讲说，那我干脆就不要有孩子好了。
So you can save 20 years of suffering.
所以我们可以减轻20年不要受苦。
But the question is, when you are growing old,
但是问题就是说你老的时候，
you look, other people have children, you don't have children.
你看别人都有孩子，但是你自己没有孩子。
How lonely you will be.
那你会何等的孤单。
But nowadays, even having children, it's difficult to hope your children to do anything to you.
但是今天就是有孩子的，你不能期望将来孩子会对你有什么帮助。
Because everybody's so busy.
因为大家都非常的忙碌。
Preoccupied by their own business.
为自己的事业来占了心思。
But if we look into the teaching of the Bible.
但是都是我们看圣经的教训。
If we are our children is really very devout and very godly.
都是我们的子女他们都是非常的尽心来侍奉神的。
Really is the one who worship God and try to imitate Jesus Christ.
他们真的是敬拜神，他们又是效法基督的。
Then when we are growing old, you can be very confident you will never be lonely.
当我们这个年老的时候，我们可以很有自信心我们绝对不会孤单。
Because Jesus Christ set a good example for us to follow.
因为主耶稣他给我们定了一个好的榜样，让我们可以学习。
Look at your son.
说看你的儿子。
Look at your mother.
看你的母亲。
And then later on, the disciple took the mother of Jesus Christ and to take care of her.
从此那个门徒就接他的母亲到自己的家里头去了。
This is the third utterance.
这是主耶稣在十字架上的第三句话。
Matthew chapter 27.
马太福音27章。
Matthew chapter 27.
马太福音27章。
Verse 46.
46节。
And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
在这里主耶稣他哀叫意思就是说，我的神啊，我的神啊，为什么离弃我？
Being forsaken by God, this is the most agony experience.
被神所离弃这可以说是最受苦的经历。
To behold God face by face, that was the most joyful moment in your life.
当我们能够亲眼见神的时候，这是一生当中最有意义的时候。
So there are two extremes in human beings' life.
所以在人的生命当中，这是两个极端。
On the one hand, maybe we can behold God in the future, in God's heaven.
从一方面来说，到将来你在神的国，你可以见神的面。
But on the other hand, maybe you are thrown into the darkness, the eternal condemnation, the hell.
但是另外一方面若是你被丢在这个地狱永火里头的话
，been forsaken by God.
就是被神这个弃绝了。
There is no life.
那么被神弃绝，没有任何生命。
There is no love.
没有爱。
There is no light.
也没有光。
There is no companionship.
也没有任何的这个伙伴。
Can you imagine you live in a world?
你可以想象那是什么样的一个世界
？Without love.
没有爱。
Without hope.
没有希望。
Without life.
没有这个光。
Without companion.
没有任何的伴侣。
That kind of life is terrible.
那种生活的确是可怕。
And Jesus cried, "My God, why have you forsaken me?"
但是这时候主耶稣却喊着说：“我的神啊，为什么离弃我
？”Why God forsake Jesus?
为什么神要离弃耶稣呢
？Because as a man, he carried the sin of all human beings.
因为从人的立场来讲，主耶稣他是把世界上所有人的罪担当在自己的肩膀上。
So God is a justice God, righteous God. So he forsakes the sinner.
那么既然神他是一个公义的神他不能够这个悦纳一个罪人
So Jesus Christ was forsaken by God because he carried our sin
那么既然主耶稣他背负了我们所有罪人的罪因此他就被主耶稣弃绝了
So he suffered in the Hades
所以当时主耶稣受的苦就是在地狱中的苦
So originally we are supposed to go into the Hades to suffer
我们原来是应该到地狱头去受罪的苦的
And because he carried our sin
但是主耶稣他担当了我们的罪
so he suffered for us.
所以他为我们而受苦
and now we can be elevated into his kingdom.
但是这个时候因为他的受苦我们可以被提升到神的国里头去
so we can understand how much Jesus loves us.
所以我们可以怎样子来感谢主耶稣对我们的爱
he loved us with great depth.
因为他爱我们是用这个何等长阔高深的爱
his love is not superficial.
他的爱不只是表面的爱。
He loved us so much. He sacrificed us for us so much.
因为主耶稣他爱我们这样的深所以他爱我们牺牲这样子的道。
The next one.
再来一句话。
John chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章。
John chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章。
Verse 28.
第二十八节，新约一百五十七页。
After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished,
28节
that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst, verse 29. 29
节
And now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with a sour wine, put it on the hyssop, and put it to his mouth.Jesus cried, "I'm thirsty."
主耶稣这个时候喊着说：“我渴了。”
We have many different kind of desire in our body.
我们的肉身有不同的需要。
But the most painful experience is when you are thirsty, you have nothing to drink.
但是最痛苦的经验就是你渴了，那是没有水喝。
If you have gone through some kind of military training, you have this kind of experience.
若是你受过任何的军事训练的话，你大概晓得这句话的意思。
Sometimes you have to walk for all day long.
有时候你整天必须要这个徒步行走。
You have only one bottle of water.
那么你只有这一缸的水。
After you walk for 1 hour.
你走了一个小时之后。
You feel very thirsty.
你觉得口渴了。
You can only sip a little bit of water.
你只能够吸一下水。
Some of inexperienced soldiers drink a lot.
有些没有经验的这个兵一下子就喝光了。
On the next hour, drink a lot.
在下一个小时又喝了。
And the third hour, drink everything, finish.
三个小时之后，他的水都已经光了。
Then after fourth hour, everybody sipping the water, he has nothing to eat.
那么到第四小时，大家还在喝水的时候，他没有水喝了。
That's really painful.
那么那个时候，他的确是受苦。
Even fasting prayer, you have the experience.
就是你在进食祷告的时候，你也有体验。
You fast for whole day, you eat nothing, you don't feel anything.
你都是整天进食祷告你不会觉得怎么样。
But if you don't drink for one day, you feel very painful.
但是一天你不喝水一下来，可能你就很受苦了。
So there are some Christians invented a very comfortable way to fast, only no eat but drinking the water.
所以有些这个基督徒他们发明了一个很好的进食的方法，就是说他们进食是进食，但是他们还是喝水。
So when you see some Christian magazine say somebody fast 40 days, 40 days, don't be cheated. They drink coffee or they drink juice.
所以你若是看见这个杂志上某些基督徒说他们禁食40天，你不要受骗了，因为这过程当中他们还喝咖啡喝开水。
The real fasting drinking, fasting prayer, just like Moses, 40 days without eating and without drinking.
真正的40天禁食就是不喝不喝不吃。
And how come fasting prayer can move God?
为什么这样的禁食祷告可以感动神？
Because when you are thirsty, you feel very painful.
因为你渴的时候你会很受苦。
But in order to show your sincerity, and you abstain yourself from drinking the water.
但是要表现你对神的诚心你自己禁戒不喝水。
So you do something to move the heart of God.
因为你必须要这样做才能够感动神。
So Jesus for whole night been tried, he drink nothing.
所以主耶稣这个整个晚上在受审判的过程他也没有喝任何水。
Right now he was hanged on the cross. He had nothing to drink.
这个时候他被挂在十字架上他更没有什么可以喝。
So in last moment of his life, he almost dehydrated.
所以到最后的一刻的时候，他几乎已经成为脱水的状态。
That was very agony moment. He said, "I thirst."
所以这个时候极其受苦他就说我渴了。
But they give him instead of water, give him sour wine.
以及他们给耶稣水喝他们给耶稣尝了这个醋。
So this is the utterance of Jesus.
这是主耶稣当时所说的话。
John chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章
verse 30
三十节。
So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished," and bowed his head, and he gave up his spirit.
主耶稣尝了那个醋之后，就说成了，低下头来把灵魂交付神了。
Jesus said, "It is finished."
主耶稣说成了。
After 2 weeks later, you are going to say, "It is finished."
两个礼拜之后你会说这个神性班结束了。
NYTS is finished.
这个神性班结束了。
But when you say it is finished, it's different from the meaning Jesus said it is finished.
神性班你说结束了跟主耶稣说成了还完全不同的意思。
When Jesus said it is finished, he is saying that the salvation had been completed. So it's finished. His work is finished here.
主耶稣他说成的时候就是人这救赎人类的计划的经纶已经完成了。
So Jesus fulfilled the salvation.
所以主耶稣他已经完成了救赎人类的计划。
He had completed his work.
他已经完成了他的功。
Let us just read John chapter 17.
我们读约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
I have glorified you on earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. Jesus replied to his Father in heaven, I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
这个时候主耶稣向天上父神这样报告说你所托付我的事我已经成全了。
Actually, what he was referring to is the crucifixion on the cross.
主耶稣所指的这句话的意思就是他在十字架上这完成的功。
So he had complete the entrustment of God.
所以他已经成全了神所托付他的事。
He has finished his duty.
他已经完成了自己的职责。
Now, verse 5.
第五节。
And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I have with you before the world was.
那么现在求你使我同享荣耀，就是为有世界以前，我同你所有的荣耀。
When the people look at Jesus' crucifixion, from the bottom of their heart, they really say he is a righteous person.
那些看主耶稣在钉在十字架上那些人他们从心里头说他的确是个义人。
So Jesus really glorified God.On the top of the cross.
所以主耶稣就是在钉十字架时候，他真的荣耀了神。
So before he died, he asked God, "Let me enjoy the glory together with you in your kingdom."
所以主耶稣还没有受没有死之前他向父祷告说求你使我同享在世界未有之前跟你所有的荣耀。
So we have to understand when you finish the entrustment of God in this world, God is going to take you back to heaven to enjoy.The glory there.
所以我们可以想象，当我们完成了啊，在世界上神所托付我们事工的时候，那个时候我们就可以啊，同享神在天国的荣耀。
One day we are all going to face the last moment of our breath.
因为啊，有一天我们都会面临啊，生命最后的一口气的时候。
Maybe that day angel is coming to take you back.
啊，或许那个时候一到啊，天使要来把你接回到天国去。
You are going to see face by face to see God.
那么你就要啊，面对面的亲眼见神。
And God asks you, did you finish yet?
那么神会问你说，你是不是完成了我所托付你的工作
？If you can learn from Jesus, say I'm finished. My work is finished.
啊，若是我们能够学耶稣所说的，说我的工作已经完成了。
And you will be blessed tremendously in heaven.
那么在天国啊，你要得到很大的福气。
The last sentence, the utterance. 啊，
最后的一句话。
啊 ，Luke chapter 23.
路加福音二十三章。
Luke chapter 23.
路加福音二十三章
verse 47.
四十七节。
46.
四十六节。
And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into your hand I commend my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. The last sentence Jesus said is, "I give."Into your hand, I commend my spirit.
啊，主耶稣最后一句话就是，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。
When he is going to finish his life in the world, you can see there is another world he is going to go.
啊，当他要完成在世上的工作的时候，他要进入另外一个世界。
He was going to go back to heaven.
啊，他就是要回到天国去。
So I commend my spirit to you.
啊，所以我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。
That's exactly what we are going to experience in the future.
啊，这就是我们在将来啊所要经历的事。
So the Bible says, "Blessed are those who die in the Lord."
啊，所以圣经讲说啊，那在神里头过世的啊是何等的福气。
Let's see Revelation chapter 14.
我们看启示录第十四章。
Revelation chapter 14.
启示录第十四章。
Verse 13.
啊，十三节。
Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, "Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labor and their works for the land." Blessed are those who die in the Lord.
啊，这些说啊，在主里而死的人是有福的。
Everybody are very terrified about death.
啊，每一个人对死都非常害怕。
But according to the Bible, death is a blessing if you die in the Lord.
啊，但是啊，圣经说的，若是我们是在主里头而死，那么这死是一个福气。
Why death is a blessing?
为什么说死是一个福气呢
？First one.
啊，首先
，because they are going to rest.
啊，就是他们要息了自己的劳苦。
No matter how comfortable life you are, if you compare with the life in heaven, this kind of life is a suffering.
啊，不管是在世界上啊何等舒服的生活，比较与天上的生活啊世上的生活是受苦的。
Because your spirit is confined in the body.
啊，因为你的灵魂啊是啊限制在肉身之中。
One day you transform into spiritual body.
但是有一天你要变成灵体。
Just like Jesus Christ.
啊，像主耶稣一样。
You can come, you can go there.
你可以到这个地方，到那个地方去。
You can go everywhere.
啊，你可以到任何的空间。
It's totally free.
啊，是完全不受这个时空的限制。
So compared with that kind of life and our life, the life here is a kind of labor and suffering.
啊，所以比较那种的啊，这个生活跟我们现在啊，或在世上啊，的确是我们是在劳苦跟愁烦当中。
So we are going to go to heaven and rest.
啊，所以我们要到天国，要息了所有的劳苦。
There will be no tears.
啊，在那里没有眼泪
，no suffering，
啊，也没有受苦
，no sickness，
啊，也没有生病的事
，no death，
也没有死。
There's a perfect peace, perfect joy, perfect life。
啊，可以这个完全的喜乐，啊，完全的平安。
And the next one say their labor will follow them。
啊，下面一句话说，他们吸了自己的劳务，做工的果效也随着他们。
Of course, the labor here specially referring to the labor for the Lord。
这里提到这个做工的果效，就是为神做工的事。
Solomon labored a lot.
所罗门他做了很多的事。
But all for himself.
他是只有为自己而做。
So when he was going to die.
所以当他要面临死的时候。
He felt everything is in vanity.
他觉得说一切都是虚空的。
Paul was going to die.
保罗也要死了。
But he said there was a righteousness, a crown of righteousness waiting for me.
但是他说从今以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Because he labored for the Lord.
因为他是为耶稣来受苦。
So. Jesus said, I commend my spirit into thy hand.
所以主耶稣说，我把自己的灵魂交在你的手里。
He is going back to heaven.
因为他要回到天国去。
And from this sentence, we also understand, one can die after complete all things.
所以这句话，也可以提到说，一个人完成所有工作之后，那么他可以平安的过世。
If you are really very zealous serving God,
你若是热心的服侍神。
Even you suffer, you sick badly, you will never die.
就是你受苦，你生病，但是你不会死。
Just like Paul's experience in the book of Philippi.
就好像这个保罗在腓立比所经验的。
He was thrown into jail.
他被这个关在监里头。
And Paul said, if I want to make a choice, I want to die and be together with God.
他说，若是我可以做一个选择的话，那我宁可宁可闲死，那么跟基督同在一起。
But it is very important for me to be alive because there were a lot of work waiting for me to do.
但是重要的就是我必须要继续完成我未完成的工作，所以我必须要还活着。
So if we are very zealous serving God before you complete your work, you will never die.
若是我们热心的服侍神，在我们还没有完成自己的 施工之前，我们是不会死的。
But if we have duty, we fail to fulfill our duty, then maybe you will die earlier. God will chop those who never bear the fruit. Let the fruit will be troubled.
但是若是我们有功，但是我们没有去做的话，那么在还没有生命期限到之前，说不定神就要把你断了。
So Jesus Christ said, parable, there's a fruit tree and never bear the fruit.
所以主耶稣说比喻说一个果树，但是不结果子。
And eventually give him another year so he can dig out the dirt and put on the fertilizer.
但是给这个果树再一年的时间，给它挖挖土，那么加上肥料。
And to see the fruit tree bear fruit.
看看这个果树会不会结果子。
If the fruit tree don't bear fruit, just cut it off.
若是这果树还是不结果子，那么就要砍下来，丢到火里头烧了。
The fruit tree occupy a piece of land in vain.
因为这个果树它白占地土，不结果子。
So we have to be aware.
所以我们必须要知道
you are very diligent in God's work.
若是我们殷勤地做圣工
No matter car accident, what kind of serious sickness happened to you, before you complete your work, you will never die.
不管说我们遇到很大的这个车祸，或者是意外的事件，若是我们还没完成自己的工作的话，那么神不会接我们去。
Jesus completed his work.
但是主耶稣已经完成了他的工作。
And he commended his spirit to God.
所以他可以把自己的灵魂交在神的手中。
So his life is a perfect life.
所以主耶稣过着一个完全的生活。
He set a very good example for us to follow.
他设给我们一个很好的榜样，让我们可以学习。